Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Good to come your way again. I'm just shouting for the battle. I'll tell you, things are moving at a fierce, awesome pace. Almost too fast for the old man, but I'm doing my best. And what a wonderful crew. What a wonderful staff. What a wonderful team we have, neighbor. We don't fight this battle alone. It's the Lord's battle, and God's got lots of soldiers. He has lots of children that are out there that love him with all their heart. And they're wondering, well, how can I make a difference? I want my life to count. And I'm glad for the letters. Your letters to me are a real source of blessing. I sit here at this desk, right here in my desk, and lower left-hand drawer, I've got a stack of letters from you dear teammates of your suggestions and encouragement and prayer requests and confessions and what God has done in your lives. And it's such a blessing. We're in touch, and we're not interested in impressing people to impress people or the world. We want to do something about these Indians out on these reservations, where most of them, by far, there's no segment of our society that our outreach with the gospel has had such minor effect over all the years. There's been a lot of effort made, buildings built, and things gone on, but it hasn't been received. And we can't wash our hands of it and say, well, it's their fault. We took it to them and they didn't take it, because the way we delivered it, there's nothing wrong with the scriptures. There's nothing wrong with God's part. Where the failing has come has been mankind. And true, Indians are hard people to reach. I believe it's the most difficult field to win souls to Jesus of any of the mission fields that the modern-day American church has to answer for. Because these people, by temperament, and these people by heritage, and these people by their very nature, and then probably the crowning, the big thing, the worst thing is the way we've done it. They feel we've trashed them. We didn't put any value on what they thought or their ideas or anything. And thank God, I'm glad for all the changes that the white man brought, but you know, some of their ideas are still pretty good ideas. I know they didn't have sawmills and all, but they didn't cut down all the trees, and they didn't pollute the water and the atmosphere and everything. I know all the arguments on that pro and con, but they loved their way of life. They loved gathering the natural things that grew, and their farming was minimal, squash and a little maize and corn, but they weren't farmers at heart and never have been, and we haven't done very well at trying to make farmers out of them. I've known places where they say, well, I was out on the reservation, and man, the vineyards and the hop yards and all, neighbor, that's white man farms, but it's on Indian land. Yes, that's right. All an Indian had to do to get some whiskey is sign off some land to the pale face, and he didn't count it as very valuable, and he'd gotten hooked on the evil of the liquor that white man introduced to the Indian, and he'd sell his soul for alcohol. And then another thing, that Many of them, white men married Indian women. And they got in and inherited it all. I've got Indian in me. I've got Cree Indian out of Saskatchewan. The Gugan tribe were French. And I guess that Gugan back there was a trapper. I don't know all the heritage, what little we've been able to find and track down, and the folklore that's handed down around the family table by the granddads, and heard since I was a little boy and passed on. This Gugan married an Indian woman, which wasn't uncommon at all in those days. And out of that came the part of the Ward family, and the Ward family were pioneers up around the Dalles, and they married into the Klein family that were pioneers on Sophie's Island. And so, tracing back along, I don't know, I'm not an Indian enough to be registered, or have any desire to be, I'm not ashamed of it. And somebody was talking just recently about the big election we're having, and there was remarking about Governor Palin's heritage, or back in that family up there, I guess it was her husband, her mother was an Eskimo. Yes, that was it, I guess, as I recall. But at any rate, I'd be proud. And I think those people are. I don't know of anyone that's ashamed. There's a little joke among the white society of the this tribe and that tribe, and then there's the want-to-be. That's the guys that want to be Indian, and they just figure out some way to get a heritage a little bit. But they were, I'll tell you, they needed the gospel, and they still need it in their heart. We've failed in showing them the love of God and demonstrating the power of God in our own lives. Live free from sin, honest, keep our word, loving, care about the hungry, care for the dying, reach out. And we have found way back there. I've been at this I've been working with Indians over 50 years. I was working with Indians before I founded the Mission Outreach years ago, and down through all these years. And there's some bonds there. We love each other. I'll tell you, I think of the battle I've been through with Daryl New and Treva and Leo Benally Well, family after family of Indians, John Bush's family and Devana, his wife, and back along the line, I've been in revivals and camp meetings before I was even called to the Indian work. I was a general evangelist for the denomination I was part of, and they had some Indian work, and they couldn't get evangelists. There's no love offerings much out there, and there was no money, and most evangelists didn't bother about it or couldn't, and I'd go out there and hold a camp meeting and charge them nothing, do it on my vacation or as much as I could, because Brother Neil Phipps is like a spiritual father to me. And now I'm beginning to reap the fruit of it. They're my brothers and sisters. I'll tell you, they don't all agree with me, and I don't agree with them and everything, but we're brothers, blood brothers, because we got saved. And they can, it don't matter what they're told about their old brother Don Klein, they look back to the times when they were hungry and I brought them the food. They look back to the times when their family was sick or someone was dying and I was there. You can't take that away. You can't change that, neighbor. And nobody should want to change it. To God be the glory, not to Don Klein or any other group, but what God has done. And that they'd look on and say, behold how they love one another. And I just love Indian people. I'll tell you, some of my closest heart friends are Indian people. And now I've not only seen the sons of Neil Phipps, but his grandsons and great-grandsons, and we're brothers. And you'll be hearing more about that. We're welcoming a new member onto the team who's going to help us, and we're helping him. And we're so glad that Jeff Phipps is with us. He's going to do a lot of the heavy lifting for this old preacher. He'll end up probably being my chauffeur and maybe shoving the wheelchair. I don't know. I'm not quite ready for it yet. But he said, I'm his old Uncle Deke. And he loves me and I love him. And I need somebody. I know it. But I can still tell the old, old story. And neighbor, I'm glad to do that. And I want to thank you for listening. You tune in again tomorrow. I have some things on my heart I want to get on your heart. And we'll glorify the Lord together, and we will reach Indians, for it's working that way. I thank God with all my heart that you're my teammate. Whoever you might be, thank you for being my brother, my sister, my teammate. And together let us reach Indians. O God, anoint us and unctionize us. We pray, open and close the doors. Rule and overrule. Hedge us in, O God. And we make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.